Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like behind the O-line soon as the QB say hype? It's big game, big game, analysis from the player's point of view. Injuries, big trades, player news. Yeah, set the competition and he play with Tony Dungy. Better listen, I'm talking about
Big Game Sports Buzz.
Set everything you need and more. Yeah.
Big Game Sports Buzz.
I thought I told you once before. We call him
Big Game James.
Yeah,
Big Game James. Big Game James.
That's right. You have found it. You have found what you were looking for. It is Big Game Sports Buzz, the place where the sports fanatic and the pro athlete get together and talk about sports and everything else around it. I am Jay Sox, the Buff Nerd. Let's go. And of course, I am joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the reason why this podcast is called what it is, Big Game James. What up, dude? How you feeling?
Yo, what is up, man? It's time, bro. It is time. I feel like we ain't did this in a long, long time, and it's only been 7 days.
I feel like this 7 whole days. That's it. And, you know, it does feel that way. I think because a lot has happened in 7 days. There's been so much movement and, you know, just a lot. The conversation. Got the soundboard back. So, you know, prepare for that, folks. Prepare for it.
I'm just saying.
Oh man, let's do the housekeeping first, and then we're gonna go ahead and get into this podcast. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends, your family, your loved ones, your, you know, frenemies, and your enemies. Because hey, who ain't got the haters? If you ain't got haters, you ain't doing nothing. Make sure that you do that, and of course, wherever you listen to your podcast platform.
Damn.
It is what it is. If ain't nobody hating on you, you ain't pushing nothing. So make sure that you're pushing something, okay? And if you are, push this because, hey, we doing something.
Man.
I can't put it no plainer. We got a lot to get to. Tonight's top five is so awesome and tough. Just think about this, folks. Top five tonight songs you don't have to ever hear again. You don't want to ever hear them again. That's the top five. That's the top five tonight. So make sure that you tune in to the end. It's going to be fantastic. These lists, oof. And again, it's top five and not honorable mentions. It's just top five. So, Big Game. Are you ready to go? Yeah. Let's get into it. Four downs. Four Downs is where we look at the hottest topics in sports from the past week. Look, there's been a lot, but these are the four that we're going to talk about. I know you want to talk about more. That's fine. Put it in the chat because we always love to chat with you both on and off the cast. So first one, hey, look, we got to talk about it. It is the purple elephant in the room. Lamar Jackson has a subpar performance.
I like what you did there.
You like, you see how I did that, man? I'm on one tonight. Has a subpar performance. Are we ready to say that he is not truly an elite quarterback? Let's start there.
Nah, man. Really? Not an elite? Hey, well, Jay, we say this. This word is thrown around a lot by a lot of different people. So I really think that you got to come down to what the definition of elite is, because a lot of times some people will say all of a sudden a Super Bowl or a championship will get grouped within that elite
Sure.
Category, right?
Sure.
Eli Manning won a couple Super Bowls.
Two, well, that's correct.
Right. Was he an elite quarterback?
He's well, you know, I don't want to go into that quite yet, but look, let's just go ahead and do it there because this is the game Sports Bus. He's going to go first ballot Hall of Fame.
Eli Manning?
Oh, absolutely.
Hell no. Absolutely. First ballot?
First ballot. He's going to go first ballot. He's going to go first ballot Hall of Fame for, if nothing, for two reasons. First one, his last name. Second reason, two Super Bowl championships. Yeah. Matter of fact, and one of them was against an undefeated team. Considered to be one of the greatest team, one of the greatest teams.
Yeah, I got you, man. I got you. Okay, whatever. Maybe that was a bad example. Maybe you just kicked my ass in a debate and I shouldn't have asked you that question. So what? Shit.
It's all good. Hey, Buff Nerd. Let's go. But I mean, you make a great point, though. You know, there are some that they have won championships, but they are not elite quarterbacks.
Right.
Right. Flacco.
Boy, man. But Jay, even that, Joe Flacco being a little bit above average quarterback for most of his career, mm-hmm. a great game manager, got a job this year because of what mm-hmm. he did on the pass when the Browns were desperate to bring somebody in. So it gets you to that point. When it comes to Lamar Jackson, first and foremost, let's say this. The Baltimore Ravens blew a great opportunity.
Yes.
Hats off to Kansas City. Kansas City Chiefs did what they had to do. They won the game. They got to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
But was it as much Lamar Jackson performance as it was play calling? Because for this team to only have 9 carries in a game and to rely on him to throw the ball, I don't know, dog. I don't know. It's hard for me to fathom and say what I think it is. That was really the root cause.
I agree with y'all. I see that. What up, A. Reed? Hey, make sure that y'all check out I Do A. Reed Mondays, MCPX, Man Cave. Man, let's go. He definitely going to have something for you to think about doing this thing. Appreciate you coming through. Listen, when we talk about Lamar Jackson, right, and his legacy, and really that's kind of that piece.
Right.
Right, that we talk about in – he's great during the regular season. He's fantastic during the regular season. He's an MVP. He will be the two-time MVP of the NFL, but can't get to the Super Bowl. He can't win when it counts. In that game, we talk about 9 carries. I question the fact that did he check out of those? How much of the play calling does he have?
You don't check out of that many damn runs, Jay. You don't check out of you don't make that many damn checks where all of a sudden you only got 9 rushing attempts with Gus Bus Edwards. Nah, bro, something else is going on there. I don't now the ill-advised throw late in the triple coverage, but it was still pass interference on that goddamn play that wasn't called.
Okay,
fair enough. I think so. That's just how I feel. The bad thing about it is Lamar Jackson demanded a payday. He got it. He's been known for falling short of being hurt when it comes to the postseason.
Yes,
I think, was the year that everybody wanted to see Lamar Jackson get over that hump, make it to the Super Bowl, and get one. It didn't happen. Now, I still think there's enough football around Lamar Jackson where we can't write off his legacy just yet.
No,
but it's definitely disappointing as hell.
I think so, too. When you look at also the division that they're in,
tough division, man. Think about it. Joe Burrow wasn't even playing this year. What's gonna happen when Joe's back next year?
Joe's back next year. Pittsburgh, you can never count out. And if Cleveland ever decides or figures out what's gonna happen there, because they have an elite defense. Well, I'll even say a top 5 defense, right? They just need to get that quarterback situation, you know, situated. But yeah, it's And I think the disappointment is that this was a year where the stars aligned. One seed, home field advantage all the way through. KC's in a quote-unquote down year. They scored 17 points. You scored 10. That's it. What my man said here, don't seem fishy that they've been running the ball all season long, and when it counts, Pacheco has more rushing attempts than the whole Baltimore team. Listen, man, we saw this in the Detroit game, right? Booty holes get tight in playoffs when it really matters. Booty holes get tight.
But I don't want to go to the conspiracy theory, Reed. I don't want to. It makes you scratch your head and wonder what the hell is going on, why it was called the way it was. But at the end of the day, this is my thing. When you don't have a balance of the run, and I'm not going to take any away from the Kansas City Chiefs defensive coordinator, Mickey Spagnuolo. He did a damn good job of his play calling and adjustments. And Coach McDonald, who just got the Seattle job, the defensive coordinator for the Ravens, he made good adjustments to get that defense shut out. I mean, the offense was shut out in the second half. The Ravens just fell short. But somewhere along the line, the play caller for the Ravens, I think, has to take just as much blame as Lamar Jackson. But he won't, because in the public eye, when we look at it and how we want to judge it, it's always going to fall back on what the quarterback is or isn't doing. Yeah. No one's going to care that the play caller called 35 passes to 2 runs in a quarter, whatever else. You know, I'm just throwing some facetious numbers out there. Yeah. It's always going to fall back on what the athlete does with the opportunities given to him. We all know Lamar Jackson's not a pure pocket passer. You ask him to sit back. I mean, did you watch some of those throws in the pocket? Patton forever had time. Yes, no one was open sometimes. But when he used to tuck and go, he was just like looking and trying to force throws at it. He never really played like that all season.
Yeah.
So,
like I said, and you know this, right? But hey, when it comes time, when it's a big game, all eyes on you, booty holes get tight, man. That's just it's just what it is. You know, and it's unfortunate because when you see a player like this, you're like, hey, this is the moment, this is the time. And when you don't perform, you're going to get the scrutiny that you're going to get. And I say it like this. Is it fair? No, because there are 21 other people on the field besides you. There's coaches, there's staff, there's so many other people involved with decisions. You know, that, well, you either win or lose, but you're the highest paid positioned player in the organization. And some will say, well, that shouldn't matter. It does. There's a reason why you get paid way more than everyone else. Why you get $40 million a year.
Yes, sir.
Because that's what you are. You are the face of the franchise. Like it or not, you're the leader.
But, Jay, I don't think that's in question when it comes to Lamar Jackson or anybody else. And the thing is, in his press conference, he took full accountability for the play and what happened, and that it's only going to inspire him to want to do more and better next year, that it's going to make them hungry to get to that point next year. But the question you asked was, did you say, is it going to taint his legacy?
Taint his legacy. And really the other question, that second part of it is, do we still consider him a Hall of Fame type quarterback?
I'm going to say, yeah, because there's a lot of QBs in that haven't won the big one, right? Why are you laughing? Yeah. So... It's hard for me not to say that Lamar Jackson's performance in the regular season won't get him into the Hall of Fame in the long haul. Right now, I think it makes it questionable because he did not overcome and get to the big game. He missed an opportunity. And not just him, the Baltimore Ravens missed an opportunity to get to the Super Bowl.
They did. I'm gonna leave it with this question as we move into second down, because we got to get there, because we can stay here all day. But looking at Lamar Jackson and saying, hey, this is a Hall of Fame quarterback, you know, potentially a Hall of Fame quarterback, if he goes on the same trajectory, Hall of Fame quarterback, does that mean that Jared Allen, Dak Prescott, and Jared Goff are also Hall of Fame quarterback? I'm just asking.
You said Jared Allen, Dak Prescott, and who?
Jared Goff.
Hell no. No. No.
I'll take Jared Goff out, but I'll put Burrow in.
Burrow ain't this shit. He made one Super Bowl appearance. He's been hurt since then. Hell no. Not off of what he's done right now, off of resume as of today. No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just stick
with that. Okay. Now, does he have the caliber to be that, maybe, Joe Burrow, yeah, one day? Maybe. But right now, no. Dak Prescott, Josh Allen? If I can reach through this computer, slap you, I'd slap the shit out of you right now. No.
That's why we do it like this. Speaking of questionable calls, did Dan Campbell cost the Lions the game? Did it cost them an opportunity to get to the championship in the Super Bowl?
Man, Jay, I don't know if you saw the short I did about Dan Campbell blew it and didn't take advantage of putting the points on the board. My inbox got flooded by a lot of different people about, well, you know, during the year, they converted over 70%, and the kicker he was only 48% from beyond 50 or whatever it was.
Right.
This is my thing. In that game, you were up 17-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
CJ Gardner-Johnson is waving bye to the crowd like the game was over, talking cash shit like he does.
Right.
And San Fran came out and got hot. So now, in certain situations, it's not even just about the points. It's about stopping the momentum. And as a head coach, we know what the numbers tell you to do. Mm-hmm. With this new age analytics shit, we know the numbers tell you to do certain things to be successful and that you need to do this.
Right.
But this is a point in time in the game as the leader of this team, the manager of this squad, you've got to slow that momentum down of the other team. You've got to take points.
And I hear exactly what you're saying. I heard the interviews. I've heard the pundits. I've read, you know, all the stuff about it. And at the end of the day, when you talk about, well, in a regular season, these are the playoffs.
A whole new season, bro.
This is so – the people you played in the regular season are not these people. You played people in your division like Chicago. Come on. Let's be real. You play Chicago. You play Green Bay when it was down. You play – like, what are we talking about here, right? That's who you play in your division.
I like the aggressive nature, but ask the Chargers former coach about analytics and where it got his ass. Six games they lost by less than 3 points in – all those times that he went for the conversion instead of taking the points last year and this year, and losing the locker room and the team, because after you love the aggression, but over after time, when you start to lose those close ones and those games that you didn't convert, hey, people get disinterested in it.
I tell you where you end up hanging in the child line. That's where you're going to end up, man. You know what I'm saying? Wishing it was good times. Look, if you don't take the points like you're supposed to, if you don't do the things that you're supposed to, I get the analytics.
Right.
But the fact that you lost by 3 points and you didn't take the two field goals and you have a Justin Tucker that arguably, again, is one of those great kicker. I'm sorry, it wasn't. I'm thinking Baltimore. Again.
I was like, but man, you have talking Baltimore again.
When you don't take those points, that's an issue. I agree with you. You not only lose the locker room, but you lose fan base. You lose confidence in the fan base. And you may say, oh, well, you know, we appreciate his aggressiveness and he wants to win. Make the best choice.
But he'll get a pass this year, Jay. He'll get a pass no matter what he did this year because the Detroit Lions went from cellar dwellers to relevance and division champs, which is, like I said, and I even said it in my short, hey, still congratulations to the Detroit Lions for the season they had. But
absolutely,
look at the – okay. And A. Reed, he commented earlier, y'all. And please check out Monday Man Cave on BGSE Network, on the Spotify or on the YouTube. He made a good point, him and his boy B, about the Rams not long ago being in the Super Bowl. Was it 3 years removed of being Super Bowl champs, and now they're barely being discussed. Just made it back to the postseason this year. You get to certain situations in certain games, you have got to take advantage of the situation, Jay, because it's not guaranteed you're going to be back the next year. That's a look at Philadelphia this year, right? Yeah. After coming off a Super Bowl. Dude, the opportunity and the window of opportunity and chances in the NFL are so slim to do what a Kansas City is about to do, playing back-to-back championships.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible. So when Dan Campbell gets in that situation, sometimes you got to put some of those analytics out the door and think of what's in the moment and what's best for your team because you want to win the game because you don't know if you will ever be this close again. I know we're building a tradition. We're going to start biting kneecaps. You don't know if that tradition going to work next year. Everybody might figure your ass out.
I mean, his perspective. So there's a movie, sports doc, really, that came out called Run, Barry, Run. If you haven't seen it, check it out. I believe it's on Netflix, but it's really, really good. It talks about Barry Sanders and why basically he retired.
Mm-hmm.
Right. 91, they go to the NFC Championship. They lose the NFC Championship. Right. And that was like, it's like, you know what? We got the same team. We'll be back next year. And they haven't been back since.
Right.
And what he said in that was, you think you'll be back because you have the same team. You believe you'll be back because, hey, everyone's going to be better the next year. It just doesn't work that way.
Right.
Dan Marino went to the Super Bowl in his second year in the league.
It never sniffed it again.
And I mean, not a little, not even a little bit.
And look, right? It was that Buffalo lost four in a row or went to four Super Bowls and lost all four of them.
They lost four in a row.
Bro.
There was a campaign for them not to, even if they won, they said you cannot represent the AFC. People did not want them to represent the AFC.
Man.
And I mean players and teams came out and said, no, please, you know. But you got to beat them.
Damn.
So you've got to take, like you said, and you said it right, take the opportunities, right? Give your fan base something more than we'll get them next year. Because I'm going to tell you what, having said that for the past 28, going on now 29 years, we'll get them next year. Old man.
What is it? Just ask a Cowboys fan, huh? Ask a Cowboys fan what that's like.
Ask me. Ask me about it. We'll get them next year. Hey, come on. Let's third down. Oh, that riles me up. You know that, man.
Oh, shoot.
We talked about this. I talked about this last week in my old hill now. Bayless comes out and says, you know what? Court storming should be banned. So I put the question to you. You've been to many college basketball games. You've seen upsets and things of that nature. Should court storming be banned? It is banned in every other sport, especially in the professional ranks. It is only still alive in college basketball specifically.
They do it in college. They do it in high school basketball too.
But
all right, first and foremost, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey man, you had me hyped on your old hell now last week. I go pull that video up. You used the word mamma jamma. I was thinking somebody my size ran Caitlin Clark over. Kayla Clark flop white Reggie Miller, bro. Let's call it what it is.
Old girl came full. Look, she was not no skinny mini. She wasn't a thin mint. Old girl, first of all, she's Midwestern, so you already know that she got girth to her. She corn fed.
All the BBWs of the Midwest. The opinions of Jay Styles do not hold that against BGSE Network.
What have I always said? Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Ain't look no thin mints out there. Ain't no skinny minis out there. They corn fed.
Aside from the thin mints and skinny minis, y'all pull up that reel and watch Caitlin Clark just hit the matrix like she got shot by a bullet.
She spun a little bit. But I mean, old girl was coming down pretty fast.
Yeah, you're right. But in all seriousness, Jay.
Yeah.
Court storming, part of things are the celebration. Are you really trying to be there to embrace and celebrate with your fans? I get that part. Mm-hmm. But when you full-fledged running in the middle of the court, you have no idea what you're really going to do. And all eyes are on one thing. You're not paying attention to the people you're running over. It's got to be stopped. They've got to find out a way to do a better job of keeping it from happening. Now, I don't know what you have to do NCAA-wise. Do you tell the student body of the school, of the institution that does it, if you do this, you will be revoked and banned and never be able to come to another game for the rest of the year? Or do you penalize the team for the fans storming the court to where it's going to cost you a game or even playing in postseason? Like, what do you do? How do you make it where it's going to be some kind of severity where the student body is like, oh, we can't do this, or it's going to cost our team?
How about this? In the SEC, this is a rule already in place for court storming. If there's any court storming, it is a $100,000 fine to the school. That's already in place. They still do it. Matter of fact, I think there's a video of a president that he said, you know what? Screw it. Let's go. We going down. He's like, we'll pay it. It's a drop in the bucket.
So he's just gonna pay it. He don't care.
Don't even care. And that's the first time. I think the second time is like 200,000, and like it goes up to like 500,000. I think by the fourth time, and it's 500,000 subsequently. Damn. Exactly. But you know, when you look at these colleges and universities, a lot of times that's a drop in the bucket. For some, it's not.
Right.
But what I will say is this. There's a way that you can do this. You can say, hey, look, you know what? Let's get the other team off the court. And then y'all, if y'all just have to come on this basketball court, fine, whatever.
But does that take the excitement out, Jay? If you like give them a pause and then be like, pause, get the other team off. All right, storm.
That college kids, they don't know. They don't care. You know, they don't care. And if it takes that, then it takes that. Take that out of that, because what you don't want is you don't want players fighting students, which has happened before.
Yeah, they show some guys get roped and knocked out from storming the court, and that other team is pissed off because the game was close or something bad happens, and that student going night night and it's hey man, slow your roll. Be careful. You never know what you're gonna walk into. You better watch out now.
And so that's why I say, look, just hey, give a countdown. Y'all have 10 minutes. Say, hey, good game, coaches, players, go into the locker room, and then hey, y'all come on down. And just say, you know, the court is open for storming or whatever you want to call it. I don't know. I don't care. But you just can't right at, you know, at double zeros or, you know, quadruple zeros, you can't just come running on the court. And I'm on the court, and you think you finna come up and say something to me? Oh, yeah, you finna hit that hardwood, my friend. You don't talk to me. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to say nothing to you. I just want to go to the locker room.
Damn.
Crazy nerd knocking people out on the court.
What you got to say to me? What do you have to say to me? You suck? Oh, yeah, do I? Boop. Now you knocked out. I suck tonight, but you knocked out for a couple of days. You concussed. How about that?
Oh, man. Hey, long story short, keep your ass off the court and in your seat. Do not run onto the court and hurt anyone. Please.
You'll see him at the club. You see him at the bar. You see him at the party. Go there. Yeah. You know, whatever. Fourth down, man. Chiefs. Pat Mahomes. Mm-mm. Now, somebody said villains, but here's what I'm going to say.
Oh, shoot. See?
Are the Chiefs and Pat Mahomes the new dynasty of the NFL? Can we go ahead and call them a new dynasty? 4 out of the past 5 years, they have made it to the Super Bowl. And this is the first time that they have played away from home in the playoffs.
I don't care about that stat line no more, man. I'm sick of that shit.
Wow.
First and foremost, I will say this. I will tip my hat to Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Because for so I picked against their ass every time I had a chance this season.
Every week,
right?
Twice.
Well, no, Mondays. I picked them in the who they play in the wild card game? Miami. I picked them in the Miami game. Then I picked Buffalo after that, and then I picked Baltimore after that. I was wrong. They're a good team, bro. They're a good team. They're damn good. Do they remind you of the Patriots? Is that why you asked, are they the next dynasty? Do they remind you of that great Patriots team?
They don't remind me of the Patriots. They remind, I mean, you know what it is? It's just the fact that they're dominant. You know, when you pick against them, they still win. When you pick them, they still win. Like, they win. and it's the expectation of they'll win. And then they do. And to me, that's a dynasty. Like, okay, whoever you put in front of them,
they find a way to beat them and win.
It's like, if they lose, you're surprised. I'll put it like that. To me, I can say that's the foundation of a definition of a dynasty.
All right.
Like, here's the thing. When Tyreek Hill left, what did we say? Oh, it's over. It's over.
We did. You're right. We did. Everyone said that it was over when Tyreek Hill left. And they didn't miss a beat.
And came out and said, oh, Tua's way better than Patrick Mahomes. He's way better.
That's what he said. But
that's what he said. What did he say? That's what he said. Okay. Yeah, that's what he said.
Long story short, but Jay, okay, saying that.
Yeah.
And, you know, your Cowboys had a dynasty run back in the 90s, right?
We did.
You know what it's like.
Yeah.
Are you said for the last 5 years that the Chiefs have been in the Super Bowl? They have two wins, right? One loss to my Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sick of seeing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl?
I can't say that I am, because it's exciting to watch them play. As much as I hate it.
Even with the lack of receivers this year, it's been you call the Chiefs games exciting this year?
You know why it's exciting? It's exciting because No, it's exciting. Thank you, Reed. It's exciting because of the fact that you're like, oh, they're not going to win this. Oh, he's not going to make that throw. They're not going to catch no balls. There was a Valdez-Scantling sighting last weekend. Like, what?
Well, Valdez-Scantling,
this dude's still on the team? What? I mean,
damn.
Bro, they got Kelce, they got Pacheco, and they got Mahomes on offense.
That's it?
Yeah. Who else they got?
The offensive line.
Stop it. The offensive line. Name two off the offensive line. Name two. I'm gonna say one, but give me two.
Donovan Smith, offensive tackle. And was it Chandler? The guard, what's his name last night? He's hurt. He's got the pulled pectoral muscle. You know you don't know offensive linemen until you enlist on your team.
You know what? You do know them if they're good, if they're elite, or if they're on your squad. You know them.
Bro, no, you don't.
Yes, you do.
You only know offensive lineman's name when he messes up.
Or they're elite.
Okay. All right, Jay Stoggs.
Hey, listen, I bet you know the 90s Cowboys offensive lineman.
Only from the drugs and the parties that they had.
No, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop.
All right, man.
But yes, they're a dynasty, man. I mean, like I said, you're surprised if they lose.
Right. Even so that's why I said, Jay, they might be the new villains. Because people hate when one team starts to dominate a sport.
Hey, Reed, I love you, man. Let's be real. Bengals, the only team that can beat them. You know. They're the true rivals of the Chiefs. Burrow beat them.
But, okay,
big Reed, game, no one else has.
Reed, y'all beat them one time. That's a rivalry now, one time? Come on,
I ain't beat them since.
I mean, y'all played y'all since hurt. Then. Y'all ain't played, but come on, bro.
Y'all played them since then. Y'all ain't won it. But it's all good, you know.
We won't judge until Joe Burrow comes back.
Didn't he beat him when Joe Burrow was there?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, this, it's talk of it now. He's been out. He didn't play him this year. So, right. You know, when he comes back and they get there again, we'll see what's up.
We're going to have to ask the question, is Joe Burrow injury prone now? Is it too early to call him injury prone?
It's too early. It's once. Oh no, he had a torn ACL early in his career.
Yeah, his rookie season, right?
Rookie year, yeah, because they had him back there playing behind Warren and Jackson,
blind
for him.
Yeah. See, you know them linemen. Look, I'm just saying, man, you have to go ahead. I don't think you call them villains. They're not at that point yet. Philly is still they're still the villains. Of the league.
That's no because you are an NFC East guy and you don't like them. You call them the Eagles.
No, it's Sirianni. No one likes him. He talks a lot of trash and he cries a lot.
Sirianni is that guy that makes you just want to slap the
shit. You love to hate them because of him.
Yeah,
and Jalen Hurts is, you know, he's kind of, you know, calmed down. Kelsey, But yeah, the rest of them, like the defense, they talk trash and they don't do nothing. It's really them.
All right. Man.
What else you got? You know what that makes you say?
Yeah, I know what the hell it made me say about the Chiefs being back in the goddamn Super Bowl.
What?
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
That's right. People still hate on the Chiefs, and they say, oh, hell no. Even though they're going to be there. Look, I'm going to let you go first. Because you have to go first.
Man, this happened a while back, Jay, but I saw this, and I was like, dude, this is ridiculous. You know, everybody's all on the parlay kick now. Underdog, FanDuel, yep. DraftKings. Yeah. Prize picks, the whole nine, right?
Man, Dez won $6 million.
Bro, damn. Where's my button for that one? But former LSU wide receiver, Kayshawn Boutte, and that's I hope I said it right. If I butchered their name, forgive me, was kicked off the team a while back, but now he's being charged for computer fraud and underage online gambling for placing bets on some of these gambling sites. But Jay, we'll take a gander at how many bets this kid has placed.
7.
All right, man, put your seatbelt on and tie your shoes up because I'm going to knock your socks off. 8,900 bets this kid made in 2022/23, almost 9,000 bets he made on the internet and these sites. See, this is the thing. When you start integrating this world into everything else because of revenue dollars and all this other stuff, and you make it so accessible, then you have to worry about young people doing the right thing. And how is it being managed and monitored? I don't know. But just the fact that this kid could get that many bets in and be charged for underage gambling, so that means he lied on his birthday on the app to you know, fake the age and get caught doing it. 8,900.
That's how the best. That's why LSU didn't win.
That's hell no, bro. Oh, hell no. Nah. Get your ass to class, go to practice, and put the phone down.
Put it down. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot, man.
Man, I was like, there's a typo. I had to go look at another web.
I wonder if he had a pro. He probably had a program. I bet you had a macro that was running it for him. That's a lot, though. If you individually doing it, that's a lot of bets, man. That's a lot of bets. So as we start Black History Month, this came to me and I said, okay, let me see what this is about. Apparently, in Star Kansas, there is a statue, or was a statue, of Jackie Robinson. There's a reason why I say was. Apparently, some people came, I don't know who, they're still investigating, but apparently they cut the statue from the pedestal at the ankles, right, and stole the Jackie Robinson statue. Now, here's the thing about this. There are apparently 7 different statues of Jackie Robinson across the nation, okay? Mayor, of course, says, yeah, I don't want to, you know, I don't really want to say it's racially motivated. You know, just people, they probably just got it and melted it down because it's bronze, you know, and all that for the money. Well, they put out a plea. Hey, you know, if you have it, you know anything, let us know. Well, they did find it.
They found it?
Apparently, they found it. Well, they found pieces of it. It was cut up. And they found it in a park, in a dumpster, or in a trash can, being burned. Somebody was trying to burn the evidence, basically. So,
oh, man.
Very sad. But there is a silver lining to this. They have the mold of the original. They have the original mold for it, so they can recast it. I think they said it was $60,000. To do it, and they had a GoFundMe and some fundraising, and they have $140,000 now, so they can go ahead and recast it and get it done before Little League. And this is where it stood, you know, stood in front of the Little League park entrance. So there in Wichita, Kansas. But this is, man, come on,
man, this is ridiculous, dog. Come on, man, give me a break. Whoever stole the Jackie Robinson statue, when they catch your ass, they need to stone you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, bronze you. Put you in that, you know, that carbonite like they did Han Solo. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just like that. And put you up in the park. It's just ridiculous. Damn. Just ridiculous. Listen, I can understand. Really, I can't. No, I can't. If you have that much hate in your heart, come on. Let's be better. What up, Duke? Good to see you. It has been a minute, but so glad that you are coming through to hang with us. Next segment, Super Bowl edition. Who ya got? Let's go. All right, folks, look. I have not watched football, really, really watched football, you know, since, I don't know, two weeks ago, something like that. I don't know. This is stupid. Football's stupid. Anyway.
Don't hate the game because your team sucks.
Shit. It's hurtful, man. It's so hurtful. Niners, Chiefs, who you got, why you got them? I mean, I already know who you got.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you right. All right, here you go.
Is it the Bay?
I got the 49ers.
Yeah.
And clearly because I just don't want to see the damn Chiefs win another one right now. That's really it. I think this defense can come to shine. They didn't play, haven't played beyond great. They were able to rally and make some adjustments and bounce back against the Detroit Lions. They've got to get pressure. The Chiefs do have an injury to their starting guard on offense. Those interior defensive linemen will need to take advantage of that in passing situations. And they're going to have to slow down Pacheco. If that can happen, I believe the 49ers can win this game. But it's going to be a good one. And it's hard for me to say that right now, Jay, because every time I pick against that Kermit the Frog voice-ass quarterback for the other team, I lose. With Kansas City fans, y'all might want me to pick San Fran right now.
Listen, hey, Rhea, I'm telling you, man, you know, you're not watching. I don't care. It's going to be a good game. Everybody's going to watch because it's the Super Bowl. I want the Chiefs to win because I don't want the Niners to win.
Hater.
Yes. Yes, I am.
I am.
I don't care. I am a hater. I'm a hater. I don't want to see them win. Q understands. It hurts knowing we aren't going to see pimps everywhere in fur coats. I can feel you on that, bro. That would have been the most ratchetest Super Bowl of all time if Baltimore and Detroit went. Oh,
it would have been a player's ball in Las Vegas. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Pimp hand strong. Pimp hand is strong. Look, we already know what it would have been. That's why they couldn't allow that. They couldn't have that. Detroit and Baltimore? My God.
I'd like to welcome you to the Motor City.
Chocolate City, Detroit. Exactly. Yes, Q. They definitely want, they don't want in Vegas. No, sir. Nor sir. All the fried chicken will be gone.
Say, man.
What?
Nothing, dog.
What?
Perpetuate the stereotype. God.
You don't like fried chicken?
I love it.
Okay, then. So do I. What are we doing here?
Fried thighs. Gotta have
them. What are we doing here?
You know? All right, my bad.
Thank you. Anyway, no, man. Back to the game. Look, I just can't bet against the Chiefs. I understand what the Niners' defense is, and I'm gonna tell you what, man. I think they've been exposed throughout these playoffs. Brock Purdy isn't looking all that great. Yes, he had a tremendous comeback in the fourth quarter. But I will say this: Detroit's defense, that's not Kansas City's defense. Kansas City's defense is not Detroit's defense. I believe that Kansas City defense is strong enough and good enough to really do something against Brock Purdy and this team. You've got to limit what they do. You've got to keep pressure on them, right? And you have to keep them in front of them. I think that was the biggest thing that I saw with Detroit is that they didn't keep anybody in front of them. You can't let Brandon Ayuk just run right past you.
Yeah, but he quartered off the dude's
face.
He caught it off a damn helmet. And he caught it. Lucky-ass play, man. Let's be real. Yeah. San Francisco didn't just, you know, the fumble by Gibbs the next play was big. But needless to say, and who you got, I'm picking San Francisco to end the jinx and the curse and put it into the luck of the Chiefs.
Well, I hope both of them lose. Let's get to between the lines.
I wish I could have hit you with something just now.
Seahawks have a coach. Big whoop, they still trash. Cowboys lose Dan Quinn to the Commies. Good. So glad he's gone. I don't know who we're going to get. It don't even matter.
It matters. It matters.
It doesn't.
So have you? Did you lose all faith in Dan Quinn after that Green Bay game, Jay? Is why you don't care about seeing him leave?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I'm man enough to say that. Listen, I thought he was over not adjusting. I thought he was, but it just kept rearing its ugly head every time. And yeah, Al Harris. Hey,
I was thinking the same thing because Al's done a pretty good job at the defense, you know, as a cornerback coach, defense, the secondary coach.
I love it.
And he's been working. You know, Al and I was in, we were in Tampa at the same time for a while before he left and went to Green Bay and in Philly. Al was that guy, man. He was a good dude.
Not a bad choice for the upgrade. I mean, look, you looking around the league. Yeah, they do respond to Al. And the guys do respond to Al. They like him. They'll follow him, just like they will with Dan Quinn. He knows his defense. He knows what they can do. I love it, man. He has a great message when you hear it. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Will they do it? I don't know. But I'm all for it, man. That's a fact.
Man, get over them damn Cowboys, man.
Are you done? Are you done? This guy over here. We talked about the Seahawks hiring Mike McDonald. So what? Coaches.
Well, how did that's going to hurt Baltimore? I think he was a great defensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's going to hurt him.
Either getting rid of Wink Martindale and replacing him with McDonald. McDonald's gone.
Yeah,
that's going to be a tough. That's going to be a tough spot to fill for the Baltimore Ravens, but let's hope they get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they, I don't know, but we'll see. Coach, they got snubbed his hiring cycle. Man, look, none other bigger than Belichick.
Man, are you surprised, Jay?
Are you surprised? I'm a bit surprised. I was surprised. And now that I'm hearing what's been going on, I'm not surprised.
I don't know if there's really a team that fit him.
Well,
when you think about it.
Here's the other piece, man. I think it also deals with ageism. He's 72, set in his ways, and wants things his way. And if he's, you know, wants to have control like he had in New England, I don't know a team that really wants to do that anymore.
That's tough nowadays. Really tough.
Yeah. You know, they like the GM coach combo now. It's, you know, it is kind of is what it is, but I'm not surprised. I'm glad, and this may sound crazy, but I'm glad that the OC in Detroit stayed. I think the options that he had were not going to be good.
Really?
No. No.
That's Ben John. Where was he? Where was he a candidate for?
Commies and was it Seahawks?
Okay.
Yeah. Trash.
That Commander's job. I don't know who the hell. Oh my god. The new ownership group might make it better, but it seems like they have a long way to go personnel wise to get to the point where they can be a competitive team in the NFL.
Bro, you need a new everything. You need a new everything. You need a new quarterback. You need a new running back. You need a new defense. You need a new head coach, a new offensive coach, a new defensive coach. You need it all.
Well, they don't need a new head coach no more, thanks to Dan Quinn.
What? Okay. Okay. Don't get a lead. Don't get a lead.
Would I do to ever live that damn man?
No. 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 People, listen, yeah, I heard on the radio today, they still affected by the fact, you know what I'm saying, in Atlanta that they lost. Strippers ain't been paid right since. That's what I heard.
Not the Magic City Mondays.
I'm telling you, they ain't been right since. I'm Eric Bieniemy. Hey, look, I said the same thing, but I think it was just a simple fact that they wanted just a clear house.
Hey, and that's exactly what it was, man. I talked to somebody that's still close to that organization a few days ago, man. And, you know, Magic Johnson's in that ownership group. And they're like, hey, when this thing is over, we get rid of everybody. We don't want anybody from that old staff. And so Bieniemy just kind of fell victim to being part of that old regime. He got brought in to replace Rivera underneath the old management. And when things didn't work out under Rivera and the new people came in, it was like, ah, Bieniemy's gone. So, and I'm working on a piece now to where I said, why did Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what asked the question, why hadn't the Tampa Bay Buccaneers reached out to Bieniemy for their coordinator position since we lost our coordinator to the Carolina Panthers? It's shocking to me, man.
I think a lot of that has to do with him personally. I think it's that I don't want to be an OC. I'm a head coach. So he's going to have to be an OC somewhere. And
I think he's fine with that if he gets the right opportunity until the right coaching job comes. I don't know, man, but it's tough, Jay. I feel you. It might be on him. He might be the reason.
I think it's him, man. You know, hey, come on down to Dallas. We'll take you.
Damn, just like that?
Just like, just
replace, replace like Mike McCarthy as a play caller?
His time management is probably one of the worst, if not the worst, in the league.
Yeah, it's been bad. You're right. He's always been bad.
It is horrible. And we still living off the one Super Bowl old boy got back then.
That was 2000 what now? 11?
2000 long ago.
Damn. Got to be more careful.
Got to be. Hey, it's time for the top five. Let's go.
It sure is.
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go.
That's right. Some people have a top 100. Some have a top 50. Some have a top 25. Some even punk out and have a top 10. But here on BGSB, on the BGSE Network, it's top five. What's in, what's out, who's in, who's out. Tonight's podcast, we're going to have top five songs you don't ever want to hear again. Let's go.
Man, Jay, this was crazy because there's been so much shitty music to come out over my lifetime. I'm sorry I used that word, yo, but it's been some bad music that's come out over my lifetime. So without further ado, number five, I got What Does the Fox Say? But I don't even know how to say the group's name, Yovis. You know, I work in the middle school, so some of the shit I hear, I've heard over time, I never got to hear
it.
Yeah, that one. I ain't never, ever, ever got to hear that again. the next one, number four.
Yeah.
I'm in love with the Coco. I can't remember who sing it, but it was one of the dumbest, worst rap songs I've ever heard in my life. And yes, I know what he was talking about, but it was so piss poor. I'm in love with the Coco. Oh, God, I can't stand it. Don't ever need to hear it again.
That's so personal, bro. Any Drake song is so personal.
You feel that? Damn, wow. Number three, Let It Go from the Frozen soundtrack.
Yeah.
Bruh. Yeah. Bruh. That's all I'm going to say. And then two, Whoop the Gangnam Style by PSY.
You know what?
I got some sick of seeing kids go around. Gone with that shit. This last one. Reed said, this one particular artist, I put a song down, and that's it right there. He just on the screen. Pound Town by Sexy Red. I ain't never got to hear another Sexy Red album in my life. If she didn't exist, I wouldn't give two damns. It's the worst music ever played on the radio and for the stuff we hear. It's the net. But no. Hey, hold on. I got...
That's awesome, bro. Listen, man, let me just go ahead and add this list. Number one, Rick Rowe, Never Gonna Give You Up. I love it. I really don't have to hear it again ever in my life, ever. I agree with you, my guy. Let It Go, Mm-mm. That's, yeah. Yeah, we should let that go. This one may surprise you. Crank that Soulja Boy.
Hey, hey, don't surprise me. I wrote that shit down, bro. I did.
That is not for me. It's not. It's not. Baby by Justin Bieber. Now, you may not remember this song.
No. Yes. Boy.
I heard this way too much. To the point where I knew it and I didn't want to. And look, in the unanimous favorite, I also wrote down my coochie pink and my booty holes brown. Take me to Bound Town.
That shit was the worst, bro. Man. Because it takes Reed to mimic it.
Oh my God.
It's that's the fantastic. Funniest thing ever, bro. All right, man.
Yeah, hey, for sure. Q, send them on, man. Definitely like to do it. So let's hook up. Let's hook in for sure. All right. That's
the bet. You. Hey, yeah, for sure.
I'm Big Jay. No, I'm not. I'm Jay Stoggs, Buff Nerd. Let's go. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your people on BGSC Network.
He don't even know who he is.
Some days it be like that, man. This drink is good and strong.
Hey, man, for the Buff Nerd, Jay Stoggs, I'm your boy, Big Game James. Thank y'all for tuning in. And until next time, peace.
Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes, like behind the old